RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't know why you guys put me in these positions where I have to be the voice of reason when it comes to Kansas basketball. I tell you guys this all the time. I'm sure I'll have to tell you this in 2026. I don't hate Kansas nearly as much as you guys think that I do. I really don't. I've never met Darren Peterson. I've never talked to Darren Peterson before. I don't know what reason I have to be against the man. He's never done anything to me. I haven't talked to Bill Self in probably 8 years. I don't have anything against Bill. Nothing. I don't dislike these people. When you do this job enough, you start to like people, or they're just neutral to you, or you just don't like them because you had some personal run-in with them. Like, no one in Kansas has ever done anything to me. So I feel like when it comes to some of these topics, I am able to just step back and look at it the same way I can look at a Chiefs problem or a K-State problem. I'm not emotionally invested one way or the other. I want the kid to play. January would be more fun on the show if Kansas' best player was on the team. It would be better. I don't want to talk about the NFL draft 120 days out. I want Kansas to be viable. I want Missouri and K-State to be viable. So let's just get that out of the way for the last time in 2025. I don't care about that most of the time. Now, sure, there's times I want to see Kansas lose, but for the most part, I'm cool on them. This is the part that I don't really understand. And what kind of leads to that little, I don't know if rant is the right way to explain it. So somebody sent me this tweet earlier today. Schools have little incentive to pay big money to the top tier talent since that's still not enough of a guarantee that they'll play. I don't know why we are operating like Darren Peterson is not hurt. There is no evidence in college basketball of these top NIL guys simply taking the money and then deciding to not play. Who is the other player that you would say fits into this category? Cooper Flagg is a better prospect than Darren Peterson. As great as Darren Peterson is, if Cooper Flagg was in this class, Darren Peterson would not be the number one overall pick. Cooper Flagg played last season. The entire season. And is maybe the best American prospect that we've had since Anthony Davis. Cam Boozer, people think he can be the number one overall pick. He's playing this year. AJ DeBansta, another guy who could potentially be the number one overall pick, he's playing. I don't know why we are now spinning it because things are not working with Darren Peterson. Oh, it's all these kids care about. That's all they want is the money. Well, who else is like this? This is not a rash problem. You can't tell me that it was bad for Cooper Flagg to go play basketball at Duke. It was not bad for them. It was not bad for him. It was not bad for us. I like the one and done rule. I like that it gives us an opportunity. I'm sorry that it's not working out at Kansas, but I don't think that Darren Peterson is fully healthy and able to play and now not choosing to play because the money's funny at KU. I think he's hurt. I don't know. I'm not going to say I don't know why. I do know why. I understand it. Your loyalty is to Bill. I think Bill Self has set this thing up poorly from the very, very beginning. And I have been saying this now for weeks. Bill Self should stop talking about this. And every time he talks about it, it gets worse. He did Hawk Talk yesterday. Now, I don't even know what station Hawk Talk is on. I don't listen to that nonsense. But he said that we're really, really close with Darren Peterson. Stop! Stop telling the fans that you're close with Darren Peterson. All it does is build up excitement. Stop talking about him. We're only going to talk about the kids playing right now. That's our stance. That's our official stance as Kansas basketball. Every time he does this, it sounds worse. quote, it's unfair for people to assume the way something is because it's not like that. He hasn't been 100%. Just because he's practicing doesn't mean that he's 100%. Although, gosh dang, he looks good to me. He then says that Darren Peterson could return immediately or it could be a little while longer. What? So he could immediately come back or it could take more time. Well, which is it? Bill, stop talking about this. This is making it worse. When you come out and say that it's cramps, and then you come out and say that it's a hamstring injury, and then you tell us that he's 90 to 95%, but then he can't play, and then you say that his family is in the middle of it now, a lot of this to me is just the messaging from the head coach. If Bill stopped talking about it and said, when we have an update, we'll let you know when he can play, a lot of the temperament towards Darren Peterson would calm down. And I understand it in some ways. He's the CEO of a billion-dollar company, and you got to talk to the media and the press all the time. So you feel a need to say something. It is making the situation worse every time that he talks.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think Darren Peterson is hurt. I don't think there's any reason to not believe that he is not hurt. I don't think there's any reason to not believe that he is not trying to get back on the floor. This is not helping him. How can you argue that it's helping him? All of his contemporaries are playing at a high level and dominating in college basketball while he's sitting on the sideline with an injury. I don't know what it is with basketball players, but somehow I think we have made it where we don't think that basketball players are competitive. That we think you can get to this level of playing basketball when all of us have played basketball at some point. We think you can get to this level where the University of Kansas offers you a full ride scholarship. We just think you get there. You're not a highly competitive person. Like, you don't want to play. You don't want to compete. You're fine now. No, I want to play. I want to be the best. I want to win championships. I want to be the number one overall pick. Hard to do all those things while you're sitting on the sideline next to Melvin Council. It's tough to do those things. Why did you guys put me in a position? I got to be the Darren Peterson apologist. But I don't like the way that we're talking about this kid. I don't like the way that we're doing it. And I'm a little bit mad because I wish I could be on the other side and get my jokes off. I wish I could get my Michael Porter jokes off. But you guys have now made it not fun. It's not fun. I don't even want to do it anymore. I'm on the side. I want the kid to play. What, they play UCF? What, Tuesday? They play UCF next Tuesday. I hope that he plays in the game. I will continue to maintain that I hope that he plays.
They play Saturday against UCF and next Tuesday against TCU, which, what a gift of a conference opener for Kansas. UCF and TCU back-to-back. Carrington, I agree with you. I also think the injury the kid has
lent itself to this. Hold on, really quick. Can I read this? I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got distracted. I'm sorry, Rob. Somebody says it's all about money, not competitives. Kids opting out of bowl games proves this. But the bowl games don't matter. The bowl games don't matter. The bowl games are not building towards something. Kids are not opting out of the college football playoff. No, kids who have a true future are opting out of the Pop-Tart Bowl. They should be opting out of the Pop-Tart Bowl. I've done everything I can for the university of whatever school you go to. So that's not a fair comparison to me. I just don't think you make the decision to go play basketball at Kansas and then you're making the decision to not play against Duke. Why would you do that? You're playing at Madison Square Garden against Duke. You just don't want to play? That doesn't make sense to me. You're telling me that your teammates are in Las Vegas It's 30 NBA scouts there. Carmelo's sitting courtside. You don't want to play? That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why we would think this is the case. I mean, we already seen the kid in the small amount that we've seen him. There's no question he can play. We don't think he wants to prove that on the biggest stage. You go to school to play in March Madness. You go to school to play in these games. You want to go on the road against NC State and Iowa State and shut these crowds up. That's why you decided to play college basketball. I just think right now there's a disconnect with basketball players and the public. Because if this was a football player, I don't think we'd be having this conversation. If you're not playing, there's a belief that you're hurt when you play football. When you're a baseball player and something's wrong, when you're a pitcher and you have some elbow tightness, we tell you to sit down because we know that elbow tightness could lead to you ripping your elbow up and needing Tommy John surgery. The moment Bill Self said this was cramps, Darren Peterson has been set up the entire time. Because cramps are something we've all had before. Hey, go eat a banana. Go drink some Gatorade. You'll get back out there. When he labeled this cramps, I would say that there is a portion of the fan base that started turning on Darren Peterson and has turned on Darren Peterson every single game that he misses.
That part I 1,000% agree with you. That was my point going to be. You stole it right out of my mouth. I think the injury that Darren Peterson is dealing with lends itself to fans being hypercritical of him. I think it's unfair, but I think you'll understand my analogy. If Darren Peterson was in a walking boot because he broke his right ankle as opposed to dealing with soreness in his right hamstring, I think fans would be more supportive, appreciative, understanding of his injury. But soft tissue injuries are just a matter of his pain tolerance, his comfort, those sorts of things. And fans don't believe he's getting his all because it's soft tissue. But I do believe, right or wrong, and I think it's wrong, the injury Peterson is dealing with has led fans to believe what they want to believe with him because they don't see the injury. Where if he had dislocated an elbow, fans would feel a different way about it. But it's the soft tissue part that gets fans to believe these hyper-conspiracy theories.
Yeah, someone says, CDOT, people don't like the college players have handlers now. They're holding on to the way it used to be. They always had handlers. They always did. Darren Peterson has a chance of making $500 million playing basketball. There's always people behind the scenes. Always.
They're less behind the scenes now. We know them now.
100%. Now you're negotiating salary.
Correct.
With these people. You're negotiating salary with them. Again, I understand the frustration. Kansas is, I'm assuming that Darren Peterson, one of the 10 highest paid players in college basketball. And if he's not playing, I get it. I just don't know what reason we have to not believe that they are not, that he's not injured. I have no reason to believe that's not the case. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I just don't understand. I think for sure he's hurt.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.